Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 25th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation chapters 1 to 3. Are we eagerly waiting for the return of Jesus Christ? We read in Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 like this. The words of Apostle John, "Behold, he is coming with clouds and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen." Today is Christmas Day, the world's most famous holiday that is associated with the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he arrived on our planet 2000 years ago as a baby born to a virgin in Bethlehem. This is a unique historical event that is worth celebrating, for it reveals the extent of God's love and the enormous sacrifice that he undertook in order to save humanity from eternal death. The same Jesus is going to return back to earth someday, and the revelation given to Apostle John highlights the events that must take place in the future, including the event associated with the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. With the words, "Behold, he is coming," we are introduced to the theme of the book of Revelation. When Jesus Christ returns to the earth, four aspects of his return are mentioned in this key prophetical verse, each of which alludes to another passage of the scripture. Jesus will come with the clouds in the sky. Daniel 7:13. Every person living on the earth at that time will see him. Matthew 24:30. These include those who crucified him. Zechariah 12:10. And those who have rejected him earlier will wail over him. Zechariah 12:11. Thus, the principal features of the predictions are Christ coming back, his coming with clouds, every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth mourning at his coming. The key feature of this prophecy is that the return of Christ to the earth will be seen by everyone on the earth at that time, including Israel and all the other nations. The broad consensus is that the return of Jesus will be actual, personal, and visible to everyone, and he will be coming back to judge the earth. Are we eagerly waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ to return to this earth? Towards the end of the book of Revelation, we see that Jesus has declared, "Behold, I am coming quickly." Jesus will return as a thief in the night during a time when we least expect him. Let us be always conscious of the fact that Jesus is going to return one day to the earth as he promised. Let us daily watch and pray, lest we enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The writer of Hebrews sums this up very well in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 and 28. As it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear apart from sin for salvation.